Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Let's start today by giving praise and adoration to God for the rescue of our school children and their teachers from the bandits in Oyo State, Nigeria. After 50 days of incarceration, God has answered our prayers. They were rescued unhurt. The bandits, some of them killed, 8 of them arrested. No ransom paid. Welcome also to Sunday, the 12th in July. 12 represents a lot of things in the scriptures. 12 is the number, very strong. There are 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. 12 was the age of Jesus when he interrogated the teachers in the temple. Luke chapter 2, verse 42 to 49. The New Jerusalem has 12 dates. There are 12 calendar months in the year. Receive these prophetic prayerful blessings as you step out today. Open your hand. You will step into divine order. Every confusion and disorder and frustration will give way. Today, heaven will align people, opportunities, and resources in your favor. 12 dates into New Jerusalem, I prophesy, doors and gates will open in your favor for promotion, for traveling, for influence and affluence, all areas of desire, there shall be breakthrough. You shall walk into covenant blessings. This week, you shall not labor in vain. Your effort will produce extraordinary results. Touch your forehead gently. I pray, receive wisdom to make right decisions in all you do. Oh, somebody has fear. Lay your hand on your chest. Spirit of fears, leave your victim now. Fear no more. Jesus is there for you. Say amen. I fear no more. Somebody needs help. Urgent help. Where do you need help? Say it quietly to God in prayers. Say, oh Lord, I need help in so area. Maybe for yourself or for your children. Maybe spiritual, physical, financial help or resources. Describe the help you need to God as I pray for you. I prophesy the help you need, you will receive. It will come supernaturally in Jesus' name. Please send your testimonies when this help begins to come. July 12th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God and good people, we bless you with precious gift and financial gift for your birthday. Happy birthday. Now to teachings. Now, first one today. Good evening, sir. God will bless you for all beautiful teachings we are learning and also for improving in God's presence and knowledge every day as we listen to you. Please, sir, my question is, I was sleeping when I was directed to this scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. I want to know the interpretation. Please, what has this scripture got to do with me? Thank you, sir. Wow. God's word comes to us in different ways at different times for different reasons. Sometimes to call our attention to something, sometimes for warning or instruction, or for confirmation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. All scripture is given for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction. So depending on your situation and what was on your mind at that time. Matthew 11 verse 1 to 3 may be a mere story to someone else, but to you, it may be a rhema. That scripture was John the Baptist's question to Jesus when he was in prison. Yet Jesus did not rescue him or say anything to the authority that imprisoned him. Let me tell you a personal story on Matthew 11:3. After I got connected to the lady, I was eyeing for possible relationship and marriage then. As the relationship grew, my proposal was a question to her. Are you the one that I am waiting for, or do I need to look for another? Now, she smiled. Look at it. Today, we are married. I didn't say, will you marry me? I use Matthew 11, verse 3. So, It depends on what God wants to say to you. So ask God to give you proper interpretation. He will give you. Next, fatherly greetings. Please tell our Baba in the Lord concerning the person that had issue with bank ATM card that was trapped and debited to report the case to CBN Consumer Protection Department. They will handle it professionally and recover the money if genuinely the story is true. Wow. Thank you for this information. Next, Daddy, darling, thanks for your sacrifices and your high level of godly wisdom. Your response today to the woman who took a loan of 10 million naira for Japa purpose and took another 500,000 naira for online business was too harsh and mean because he's already in pain and regret. I love you, Daddy. Wow. Well, I acted like a surgeon in her case. When a surgeon is operating on a cancer patient, despite the fact that the patient is already in pain, the surgeon does not spare the knife so as to save a life. I also was not just thinking of her, but so that other people may learn not to fall victims. Many Nigerians are victims of scammers, all in an effort to procure visa and travel out of the country. I'm sorry if I sounded too harsh, but our people should be told the hard truth, even if it is painful, my opinion. Next, I really like Daddy's response to the man that stopped paying tithe because thieves stole his laptop and television. The scripture cannot be broken. There are some tests we need to pass through to have a testimony. I am also a tither, and I am married. I got married as a virgin, but I lost my first pregnancy to miscarriage. Thieves also broke into my house and stole my valuables some years ago. But I never stopped my love for God. I still continue to pay tithe and doing other services in the church joyfully. Today, my story has changed. I have two boys and a girl as I speak. I also have more valuables and modern things presently, more than the ones that the thieves stole. Thank God I passed the test then. Wow. Thank you for telling us your story. It's so inspiring. It's a whole message. Thank you. Next, good morning, Daddy. Here is my take on the issue of the woman scammed due to Japa. I live in USA, and I have talked to many family members and friends to stop using crooked means to Japa. The immigration system is so terrible in USA, UK, and Europe right now. If you are doing okay back home, please don't Japa. You can come for business, short visit, then go back. This is the best form of comfort. This is also the aspiration of many of us living overseas now. However, some people will never listen. Some will even insult one for advising them. Do you know many are still trying Libya and Mediterranean Sea to come over to Europe despite the warnings? Daddy, I have decided to stop advising people. If they want to travel, by all means, good luck to them. Some people need bad experiences to learn their lessons. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. You spoke your mind and you spoke the truth. Let those who have ears to hear the truth. Listeners, if you have an experience or a contribution to make in any of our discussions here, please feel free to do so. I hope we are learning some lessons from this. Please don't be pissed off or angry when I give some hard, harsh counsel. Truth often is bitter, but when received and applied, it becomes profitable. Also, don't feel bad that we talk about money too much. When we talk about paying tithe, personal and corporate tithing, when we teach about battle seed and other seed, don't say you are saying it too much. Young people in faith will misunderstand and leave the platform. No. These are scriptural and biblical truth, just as salvation in Christ, living a holy life, and making restitution on others. If we don't tithe, sow seed, and make sacrifice, our prayers will be reduced to give me, bless me prayers. Then we wonder why our prayers are not being answered. If we call any sacrifice you don't have or you don't believe in, no sin, God will not stop blessing and answering your prayers just because you don't sow seed and make sacrifice. No, 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 no. We don't pay for God's miracles. We don't buy God's blessings. They all come by grace. But when you sow seed, when you pay tithe and make sacrifice, as we announce it, it opens your heaven. It brings harvest to you. It removes the devourers from your life. Then it is our tithing and seed sowing that made the kingdom of God keep growing. If you don't have now, as we made the call, you will have later. Follow all our teachings on wealth creation. You will soon be in money and in wealth. If God has blessed you so that you are able to tithe and pay sacrifice, if you have understanding in that area, please don't stop. Give God your tithe, pay all the sacrifices as you have the capacity. Nobody is forced or being compelled. All the givings and the tithing and the seed we sow have the harvest. Do it as God gives you the grace. I speak to everyone's life today. God will bless you more and more, enlarge you and expand you. You are returning with testimony. It will be a great day in your life. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.